Had one from Santa Cruz running right to Santa Barbara in Los Angeles. So I took that one, and then I came here and
Well, by then you had friends still in Santa Barbara then.
Oh, wait a minute. There was something else I remember now. I did take it. I did take the train from San Francisco, and the fella caught me, and he took me in to the police station, and when he searched me, they found an old piece of stale bread in my pocket. You know, I had a piece of bread, old stale bread, in my pocket dry, and they talked to each other for a while and admonished me not to do that anymore.
You mean not to try to ride the train?
That's it. That's how it was.
Oh, was that a passenger train where you try to go
passenger
the inside?
Passenger train, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Passenger train.
Yeah. And so that's why you walked to Santa Cruz, to get out of town first.
And then as soon as you got to Santa Cruz, you did it again?
Well, what else can you do?
You're kind of incorrigible.
Well, anyway,
those days, cars were few and far between.
And no freight trains, I guess. But you were through riding the freights, I guess.
I was riding the freight. Well, not completely either, because when I went back east from the west there, when I hit a fast train from, where was that? That was the fast train that took water on the fly from Chicago to New York, and that was in 1916, I think. I don't know why in the hell I went to New York. I had no business to go there anyway. I went on top of the water wagon, and you know, there's about that much of a edge all around it. The fella in front can see you. So there was two of us guys on that top of the line, on top of the flat, and from the bottom you couldn't be seen, and the guy in the caboose couldn't see you. But when he scooped the water, it flooded the whole thing. And of course it flooded us.
Did it flood you out over it, or did
No, by God, when that water came out of that hole, by God, we had it untied to the rail.
Well, anyway,
that shoots up awfully fast and quick there. Uh-huh. They have a rail, I mean a ditch about like that, and somehow or another they have a scoop, and they scoop it right up in the little water. And that's what they call that fast train from Chicago to New York.
Well, Pappy, when you got back to Santa Barbara from San Francisco, or from Santa Cruz, you went down to Santa Barbara, I guess you had old friends there then.
Yeah, I had old friends. I went to Fred Nichols? Nichols, yeah. By God, I can't. I'm awfully hard to remember the correct names. Fred Nichols there, and he was already married then. So I stayed with him there while I got another job. And the next job, I don't remember what it was. I'm just trying to think.
When did you go to business school, Pappy? The business college, what did
that's
you
That's right. I had also another friend in Santa Barbara that was a barber. His name was Mutter. And he had all kinds of connections with people. He says there are some people that want you up there in Mission Canyon for Mr. Hoover, Professor Hoover, they called him. He had a business college, and he had 4 acres of land and a cow, and I had to milk that, and for that, doing the chores around the place, I could get, during the daytime, I could go to the school, see? And then during the Saturday and so on, Friday or whenever it was free, in the afternoons I do done all the chores for him. Well, if I had stayed a little longer, I would have got that stenotype, you know, that came up then there, that stenotype machine. I started to learn that. That was pretty good. They have 16 combinations, and those combinations make it so that you can, that you never have to move your fingers this way or that way, just back and forth, back and forth. I wish I hadn't been such a darn fool.
You mean you had a lot of good opportunities,
yeah,
but you always
had a lot of opportunity. Yeah. Always lost. Yeah, I mean, my itch and feet.
Was that
always
at the Santa Barbara Business College
business
school,
yeah,
or what?
Better. That was in,
this was in 1960.
I think I recollect and that all that down. I could have got it more correct. And
you
lying,
got, you got something mixed up then, because.
But I get mixed up, quite a bit mixed up in this.
Well, you've been to Santa Barbara several times and to Sacramento several times, and it is hard, I guess, to remember what happened.
Well, happened in 1913, the business part of it, then you.
Well, that was the first time he was there.
The first time he was there.
In 19.
He must have gone there.
Well, that it? Vernon has just said that he thinks that you went to the business school the first time you were there, and then the second time you were there was the time when you knew the odds.
No.
Is that the way it was,
I guess,
do you
that's
think?
The way it, I guess that's the way it was, all right. I'm pretty sure. Because I know it was, it was 1913, because I was still in the reserve then, in the Naval Reserve. And
when you were going to business college.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was separate anyhow. We
well,
can't go,
were you doing
go
the
there anytime.
Stuff? Was that in 1913 or was that later then? When were you doing bit
late?
Parts in movies?
In
the
movie, that was after. When was that? Let's see. I had already left the plumbing. I have already left Utz when, and I worked for some people there. No, that's not right either. My friend Fred Nickers, he's the one that went to this movie outfit first. He says, come on up there, I'll go be extra, get $5 a day for a few moments sometimes. So I went with him, and he got a pretty good steady job there after a while, and I got about 3 or 4 days work, and that was pretty good. So, but then it was just on the point where the people that rented them the studio, they wanted too much money, mm-hmm. and they had a better offer in Hollywood. So the whole darn company went down to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But instead of me going down with them to Hollywood, I stayed in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my mistake for not being in the movie. But it wasn't a mistake either when I come right down to it. It didn't. All these nice things wouldn't be here now. So,
well, let's see. Was the time that you worked in the movies then after you had lived with the Ott family and then gone away and done something else, and then you'd come back to Santa Barbara again?
Yeah, I went around quite a bit here and there, you know, and without. When I have a notion to take off, it would take off. So I went up as far as San Luis Obispo and around like that. I like to go around with a bicycle. I had a bicycle and then place to place. But it wasn't so much, when you come right down to it now, it wasn't too much fun. I was always the evening, the night, they were always the worst. You were finding a place to sleep.
Then at this time you didn't have a steady job then?
No,
when you...
I had no steady job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, in 1914 is really when everything changed.
You mean because of the anti-German feeling?
Yeah, the anti-German feeling came up. And the reason I went back east, I had a damn notion that to go back to Germany. Imagine. And I almost did. I got on the Norwegian freighter, and they needed some extra help. And
was this during the war now, or after?
That was the war was already in going.
But America wasn't in it yet.
No, America wasn't in it yet.
And you were on a Norwegian.
So I went on this Norwegian freighter. And just shortly before they were supposed to leave, you know, and then they go around in the last moment, you know, they go around, and they found me hiding. So they took me to the captain, and I said I wanted to go home. See? Well, he says, no, nothing doing. We wouldn't take you home. You're too young. Off I went. That was my attempt to go back home during the war in 1914. Well, I didn't stay in New York very long. I got a job as a waiter in New Jersey, Hoboken, New Jersey. For a while, but that guy didn't pay much, so I started out again.
Pop, during all this time, had you heard anything from your
Nothing.
Family at home? Even
Nothing.
Though you'd written them, they had no way to write
no,
you when
no
you were
way
in Santa Barbara? They couldn't?
Oh, yes, I got mail from them while I was in Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's
yeah,
what I wondered, if you'd heard
yeah,
from home at all.
You betcha. Yeah, I would, I got that. But then I finally got a boat in an American tugboat that went towing barges to Tampico, Mexico. And I got on board there, but I didn't have no papers or anything, see? So the inspector that usually takes you, the captain says, I would take care of him. I would be responsible for him. If you let him go, he was in a hurry to go. We were casting off from New York. Just we went down to Beaumont, Texas, and not to Beaumont, to Galveston, Texas, and got our barges there already filled up to bring back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, instead of going to New York, they are ordered back to Tampico and get something else. Anyhow, we made several trips there between Tampico and Beaumont, Texas.
Or Galveston?
Yeah, first I got it in Galveston.
Right, but then you made several trips.
Yeah, but in Beaumont is where I got my seaman's certificate. And after that, I was all right.
The captain took care of you then.
Yeah, he took care of me. He says he would be responsible. I made three trips with that captain. He didn't want me to leave. He says, you're a good seaman. I never got seasick, you know, and I could do a lot of things.
And this is when you declared you were born in San Francisco,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
You had your Siemens papers.
Yeah.
Now it
yeah.
showed that you had been born in San
I
Francisco.
I could have. Yes, if I kept that and would have had no trouble. I paid my poll tax in Portland, Maine, a $10 poll tax. All I had to refer to poll to Portland or
Maine.
Yeah, Maine. I paid my poll tax that year, 1921.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's all kinds of.
Well, anyway, so you were on this oil. Now you're on this boat that was taking oil between Tampico and Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah. I wasn't on the boat that took the oil. We carried the barges. We pulled barges.
Yeah, pulled barges.
Yeah.
Okay. And then. Why did you stop that? You got tired of it again, or what?
Well, when we came in Beaumont there, and then we were unloading oil, I got, we were barely 5 minutes on our tugboat when the damn barge blew up right alongside of us. you know, it didn't hurt us any. We, the mate, he cut the ropes in order to head us to the barge. To the barge, yeah. It but he should up. Have, the captain gave him help that he didn't tow the barge away, you see?
Yeah, the barge, yeah, the flaming barge is right here with the other
one. Yeah, right next to
so
the...
So then the other ones caught fire too?
Oh, the wharf caught fire and everything. And that, when that thing blew up, there was a propeller, a great big propeller on that barge that was supposed to go on some for some other ship that went 500 feet into the... And to the shore.
Wow.
I can't imagine how that thing.
Lucky nobody on shore was killed by it, huh?
Well, we had to walk across the barge in order to get to our tug. It could have happened just then. I guess the guy that must have smoked a cigarette, you know, and that is gas, all full of gas, that stuff. Crude oil makes gas, and how? It stinks like.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I think pretty bad. And boy, that is expensive.
So he cut the tug loose from the barges and left them there
and
at the
rock. And left the barge and right in the middle of the river, yeah.
And that finished that then, huh?
And that finished that up. Well, at least with that barge. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I did then. I did all kinds of things, running around.
Did you go ashore at Tampico in Mexico when you were there?
Yeah, yeah. I went to Plaza de Union.
Plaza de what?
Plaza de Union.
That's an onion car.
Union Plaza.
Union.
Yeah, that's where all the girls hang out.
Oh, that was the red light district.
Yeah.
What were you doing at the red light district?
Oh boy. Yeah, boy.
Looking over some of the Mexican enchiladas, huh?
And
yeah.
I guess a fellow, if he had money, he could live pretty well in Tampico. I was on the point of going to Veracruz there, where Adventurelust were just about on the. So I went kind of bumming around and. On Tampico, and I came to the train, the station, and I heard the German ambassador talk with two Germans, and he was advising them, yeah, get out of here, get over, and go to the States, you never get anything here. It was kind of a door there. When I heard that saved me from. Making a mistake and staying there.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you might have stayed.
I had intention of staying in Mexico, but I didn't. It was my luck that I did that. I overheard that. So
where'd you go back then?
We went back to the States.
What part?
To Beaumont, Texas. That was the regular run.
I mean, is that where you got off?
Or Galveston. It's either Galveston or
But I mean, is that where you left then?
I left then from there, yeah. Went down to...
Was that after the war now?
I guess it was right after the war. At least the war was over. It wasn't quite over, but they had agreed to cessation, yeah. It wasn't... Either 1919 or 1920 or something like that.
Well, no, the war was over in November of 1918.
Yeah, 18, yeah. Yes, well, it was so during that time, the latter part of 1918, I guess. I had a little money on hand, and I went to Key West.
Key West in Florida.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Panama. From Key West to Panama, I wanted to... learn the language, I guess, and the only way to learn it is in the country. But I didn't get the chance to go. At one sense, I didn't get the chance. I could see it, maybe. I didn't see it, but I was pretty close, within 90 miles of it. Yeah. And Tortugas was 60 miles off this way, and Panama was straight ahead that way.
Why couldn't you go? Because you didn't have any papers that would give you the right to go?
No, it wasn't that. I couldn't get on the I couldn't get on the boat.
Going?
That boat was pretty well filled up, all of it. Yeah, nobody
wanted
to quit because they had good times in that town, you know. So I didn't get on. Well, I stayed there. I got this place where to live in with some people. I lived in a father's house south of in the United States. It was a fella by the name of Captain Johnson had that house, and
in
his
Key
wife.
West now? In Key West, this was. Was this in Key West?
Yeah, that's in Key West, Florida.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Well, I stayed there for a while, but only for a while. Then I walked back again. Went over there. You know, in those days, the train went over that. They didn't have no highway going to Key West. It was all train, a trestle over the ocean, right up to almost to. Well, I don't know how long it was. It must have been long ways because it was. The train took 2-3 hours to get over that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at least they made an interesting job of it with the highway going up through there now.
Where did you go from Key West? Where did you go next after you left Key West?
I went up through Georgia and went back to New York. From there on, I took another ship over to the old country.
That's when you started
That's when I started to go. Yeah.
Being the steward on the boats going across.
That's when I started to go over the ocean back and forth all the time. Either in the looking back ship or in a United States line. But I always got a ship somehow.
Well, we left out the second Liberal Kansas visit. You said you went back to Liberal Kansas for a while.
That was 1916. I went back to Liberal, yeah.
We missed that part,
yeah.
But I guess that...
We missed that part. We left that out. Like I said, if I could set things down from the very beginning and then remember them as in quotation as I went, it would have been... I could give a better story, but... Yeah, I'm jumbling it all up.
Well, we're getting both.
Sometimes here, sometimes there.